Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. We're up to the 10th Pasuk of Asra. Yoducha Adonai kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha yivarchucha. So, Yoducha, from the language of Hoda'av, Hakara Satov, that Hashem should be thanked by all of his ma'asim, no matter who they are, v'chasidecha, but those who are his chasidim, the Radak explains the chasidim, the Rambam also says the same thing, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos, Ibn Ezra also says the same thing. Anytime we talk about chesed, we're talking about going further. Yisron hadavar v'chasidecha yivarchucha. Those people who go beyond, so they're the ones who should give you a bracha. So at its simplest level, the pshat in the pasuk is definitely that everybody can appreciate and express gratitude for the many things that you give them. We just finished saying Tov Hashem Lakol, V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav. So if we're alive on a day, again, when you know, thousands of our fellow citizens have lost their lives, if we're able to have food, if we're able to have a roof over our heads after a very rainy Shabbos, so Yaducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. V'chasidecha, the Radak says, those who look a little bit more deeply, Yivarchucha, so they appreciate more subtlety. They appreciate things that are perhaps a little bit less obvious. The chasidim, they're mizbonanim tamid, yivarchucha. The Malbim takes it in a slightly different direction. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. So the Malbim says that people who are sort of on a neutral footing with Hashem, kol ma'asecha, so they can give hakara satov because they receive divine blessings of the sort that we just mentioned, v'chasidecha, but those who receive a greater shefa, a greater overflowing, the Ramban, let's say, in his seminal essay on Avraham Avinu's relationship with Hashem, Bereishis Yidchas Yitas, Ki Yedatei V'Mana Sheyitzav Ezbana V'Espesu Acharav V'Shamru Derech Hashem L'Asos Tzedakah Mishpat. So the Ramban says there that Avraham is zocha uniquely to hashgacha pratis, to divine intervention in a very intimate sense. So Avraham Avinu, you know, could give a greater bracha v'chasidach yivarchucha. Taking the Ramban and synthesizing it with the Malvim, yivarchucha, he could give a qualitatively different bracha to Hashem because he would experience a greater divine salvation, whether it was from the Kibshana Ish, whether it was from the war against the four kings, the many other experiences of Avram's life when Avram spared him what other people would have experienced as destruction. And the Rashba actually poses a little bit of a question in his commentary on Masechta Megillah. The Mishnah says, "Ha'omer yivarchucha tovim hareza derech haminim," that that Hashem should only be blessed by the good ones. So that is heretical, because after all, everybody owes God praise. People who are not Tovim, should praise somebody else, or praise some other force. Is this dualism? And the Rashba gives various answers, but he says, you know, part of the problem, or part of what could be misleading, is this pasuk of a chasidacha yivarchucha. But I think that the problem isn't so great at all in the context of, I think we could solve the Rashba's problem very easily, by noting Yoducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. It's in the context of, you know, simply noting that the Chasidim are able to go beyond the average person in terms of the praise that they're able to give. Either, as the Radak says, because they're paying closer attention to Mizbonin and Tamid, or for the reason the Malbim says, that they have more to be grateful for. But I'd like to, you know, to develop my own little approach to this Pasuk, which is a fundamental difference between Halil and Hoda. We're about to have Chanukah this week. And the Gemara famously says, "Masechta Shabbos Chafal Chumidbeis Kivav Vasam Yom Tovim BeHalil VeHoda." So Yaducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. Everybody is obligated in Hakara Satov. Everybody has something to be grateful for. Again, if you're alive, a lot of people that aren't, and a lot of people, and unfortunately, you know, Milo Vekitzo, as we're experiencing right now. So the Mechayev Hakara Satov is for everybody. But who can give, you know, halal? Who can give bracha? So this is a more complicated phenomenon. As we say, l'cha dumya tehila. Nobody's really capable of giving shevach to Hashem. Yimalo gvuros Hashem. Only the person who's able to, recite all of Hashem's glory. Only the person, you know, otherwise, kolam mosif goreya. We're diminishing. Mashmiya kol tehila sel. So you need a matir. There's no question about it. You need something to permit you to give Hashem bracha, and that is v'chasidecha yivarchucha. So yiducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. The mechayev for Hakara Satov is on everybody. But chasidecha yivarchucha, the people who have devoted their lives to Hashem, not just as the Radak says, because they may be more sensitive to, maybe more conscious of, maybe more cognizant of God's goodness, but begavra, as individuals, what allows a person to give bracha to Hashem is their status as a chassid, their status as people who are fully devoted in every aspect of their lives. You know, if somebody who's not fully devoted and they're going to start saying the praise of Hashem, so that could be a very presumptuous kind of an exercise, reflects a certain hubris. Who are we to try to cross that chasm? But v'chasidacha, those people who have that kind of intimacy, still it truly has to be done with care. And again, miyamal gurus Hashem, yashmiya kol tilasel, when we follow the path that was blazoned for us, hagadol hagibor vehanora, we have to be very cautious in this respect. But there is a fundamental difference here between halal and hoda. The chasidim have a matir, they have the right to praise Hashem because of their fidelity, their general fealty to Him. Everybody have a wonderful day.